This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Water levels are beginning to stabilize at most of our local lakes, as well as the big three Corps of Engineers reservoirs, and we've got some better fishing to report because of this. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Though the water remains high, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says that Lake Shelbyville and Carlisle Lake are open for all visitors to enjoy. And without further rain, Lake Shelbyville was expected to crest at 610.6 above sea level, which is a little over 10 foot above normal pool. On June 29th, the lake level was 609.59, which was 9.89 feet above normal pool. And at Lake Shelbyville, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers campgrounds, boat ramps, and courtesy docks are open for use. Wolf Creek and Eagle Creek State Park boat ramps were open as well. The Dam West Beach, Lithia Springs, and Sullivan Beaches were open for swimmers. Wolf Creek Beach, located in the Wolf Creek State Park, was open also for the visiting public. And the facility is open daily from 11 a.m. until sunset. Now, there is a fee for the Wolf Creek Beach. It's $1 per person. The Wilburn Creek Beach and Coon Creek Beach are unusable due to the current lake level elevations and some, as well as some secondary facilities. Now, as of June 29th, the pool elevation at Carlisle Lake was at 454.3 with a release rate of approximately 5,000 cubic feet per second. And without additional rainfall, the lake was expected to crest at 454.3. The targeted summer pool is 445. So the Carlisle Lake is almost 10 feet above normal, and it's stabilized pretty well now. It's going up and going down in tiny bits, so not all that much to notice. Although Carlisle Lake is experiencing elevated water levels, recreational opportunities are still available. Some campsites in the Dam West, Coles Creek, and Boulder campgrounds are impacted due to the high water, and all campsites at the McNair, Dam East Spillway, and Eldon Hazlett State Park campgrounds remain open. Keysport, Horseshoe Island, and Apache boat ramps, as well as the high water ramps at Dam West, Boulder, and Dam East, are currently available for launching. Other Carlisle Lake areas impacted by high water conditions include the Lakeview, the Keysport, and Dam East fishing piers, the Keysport and Coles Creek beaches, and the township roads around the lake. Motorists should use caution when driving in low-lying areas around the lake. So we do have some high water, but things are slowly returning to normal. Maybe by August, we'll start seeing some things that look more like normal around these situations. And it's time to try again for dove and turkey permits. Unsuccessful applicants, non-residents, and anyone that has not applied for or received a dove hunting permit may now apply on the DNR website for a date from the remaining opening areas and dates. The opportunity ends July 15th. Now, after the initial application period ending July 6th, applications from non-residents or any Illinois residents who have not already received a wild turkey fall shotgun permit can do so through August 24th. Residents will be given a preference for permits allocated in the second lottery drawing, and random daily drawings for fall wild turkey permits will begin in September. Anyone who does not have a permit or has been issued one permit may participate in the random daily drawing. So that's coming along as well. And we do have a bit of flooding. Most of it's on the Illinois River. Most of it's affecting the Starved Rock area. That's beginning to slowly fall as well, so I think much of that will return to normal soon. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back and look at fishing in each of Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and though lake levels remain high at Illinois' three large core lakes, they are beginning to fall or at least stabilize some. At Lake Shelbyville right now, the lake is about 10 feet over summer pool, and water temperatures are running about 77 degrees. The south end is very clear, and the north end has quite a bit of stain, but still very fishable. Once the thermocline starts to form on the north end, the crappie fishing will get better. So right now, most of the anglers are fishing on the south end in the clearer water. They're fishing crappie. Believe it or not, the crappie fishing is on fire, and they're catching large numbers of these fish. Many anglers are using a slip bobber set about 17 to 20 foot deep and fishing the tops of the deep brush that is anywhere from 20 to 25 foot deep. They're also going up some of the creeks and fishing the brush in 10 to 15 feet of water with the same slip bobber and minnows set up. They're also pulling a few white bass from the ledges and willows now, that particularly the ones that have wind blowing on them, and they're keeping it so it's the temperature, the wind direction is changing a lot, so it's hard to keep track of them. Right now, most anglers are definitely fishing for crappie. Largemouth bass are rated fair right now. They are catching a few largemouth bass. And the walleye action, not all that much to speak to right now. Not all that many walleye coming in. At Carlisle Lake, the lake level, it's pretty well stable now. And catfish are the king at this lake. They're being caught on cut bait, night crawlers, leeches, and cheese baits. Anywhere from where the rocks used to be, I guess, to the clay banks is producing good catfish action. And some anglers are finding some crappie action as well. Minnows and tube jigs are producing these fish. And white bass, they've been scattered, but are showing up at times on inline spinners and slab spoons. In the tailwater, lots of water running. Catfish are being caught on cheese baits, cut shad, night crawlers, and leeches. The crappie are rated fair on minnows and tube jigs. And the sauger bite, good on all variety of types of lures and baits. And white bass also occasionally quite good on curly tails, minnows, or swimming minnows type lures. And at Rend Lake in the state southern reaches, largemouth bass are rated good. Worms, black and blue jigs, minnows, and spinnerbaits continue to be the hot ticket right now. They're fishing in the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes. Are also fishing around the bridges and near the rocks. Reports of fish are coming in from the Jackie Branch, Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. The crappie are rated good. Jigs are working very well. Quarter ounce pink and white tube jigs, as well as small, medium minnows. Mealworms also producing a few fish in the main lake drop-off areas. Try the Gun Creek area. From the shore, fish near the structures. Hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, Sandusky area, Sailboat Harbor, Markham Coves, and Ina Boat Ramp. And the bluegill are good now at Rend. Crickets, worms, and waxworms producing good numbers of fish in the back of the necks and in the shallow flats. And the channel catfish, as it always is rated excellent. All types of commercial and live baits working here. Hot spots have been the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch area, the Jackie Branch, the North Sandusky Day Use area. White bass are rated fair. Jigs and curly tail jigs, grubs producing, as well as inline spinners. Fish in the shallow bays near the brushy cover and bushes. The fish are also along the rocks and drop-offs. Reports of fish are coming in along the 154 bridges as well. So we do have plenty of good fishing, and this is going to get better and better as these waters stabilize. I think we're going to see lots of great fishing in the coming weeks at Rend, Carlisle, and Shelbyville, as well as our own local waters. So we've got plenty of good fishing ahead of us. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hickon.